Well, as you know, every Monday, WRAL's Gerald Owens gives us a quick recap of what's happened over the weekend. He's usually talking to Jerry, but since Jerry's on vacation, he's hanging out with me this afternoon to tell us what's happened over the weekend. How you doing, Gerald?
Good, Melissa. How you doing?
Doing good. And we know it's been a busy, busy weekend. So get us up to speed on what's been happening.
Well, over the weekend, former Brunswick County Sheriff died Saturday while in jail on a firearms charge. Ronald Hewitt was facing a hearing the next week. He was charged with possession of a firearm by a felon. Authorities wouldn't release any information about his death behind bars. Hewitt's lawyer, though, did say that he was in poor health and that he did not need to be in jail before that hearing. Hewitt was in his 50s. A Raleigh man was arrested and charged with robbing several Asian restaurants. 25-year-old Timothy Mays is charged with three counts of robbery with a dangerous weapon, one count of attempted robbery with a dangerous weapon, and two kidnapping charges. His arrest comes just days after the Attorney General's office issued an alert regarding violent home invasions involving Asian restaurant owners. Now, at this point, Mays is only charged with four cases. A Camp Lejeune Marine was arrested Sunday night. He was charged with murder. Onslow County authorities arrested 32-year-old Christopher Skaggs for the shooting death of his wife, Jordan. He's being held without bond at the Onslow County Jail. The couple's three children were at the next-door neighbor's house. They were not hurt.
Wow.
The World Cup is over. The U.S., of course, did not win. Germany takes it with a 1-0 win over Argentina. It's the first title for Germany in 24 years. And Tiger Woods will be back in action in a major tournament. Woods tees off Thursday morning at the British Open at Royal Liverpool. Melissa?
Thanks a lot, Gerald. But look, did your team win the World Cup?
No. I guess the U.S. didn't win, and, you know.
But Messi did get the MVP from Argentina. He got the golden ball, so that was good.
Exactly.
Well, Gerald, thank you so very much for that wrap-up, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Okay, Melissa, take care.